There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 50% off site-wide and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 50% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Snap going to Milroe. Looking deep downfield. Looking for Williams. Comes back. Makes the catch. Trying to split defenders. Makes them bang into each other. Stays on his feet. Breaks a tackle. Scores! 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 Ryan Williams. One play. 75 yards. 4 + 2 = 6. And Alabama regains the lead.
I'd like to know where Lou Holtz is right now.
Well, I win. Google me.
We're not hosting an intergalactic kegger down here.
My guess is that was Bama Radio with the call.
I mean, it could have been the AP calling that. I don't know.
Oh, I see what Bobby did there. He has a problem with the rankings. He had no problem with the rankings when Texas leapt over Georgia to number one without Georgia losing. But he does have a problem with Alabama jumping over Texas without Texas losing. More on that in a moment, but this was the game. Look, it may be the game of the year. We don't know when it is all said and done. But in
amazing,
just a tremendous, tremendous theater. And that was such a great game. And Alabama winds up getting the 41-34 victory over Georgia. Bama blew him out. Then was trailing for one play. And they hit that. And it was 2 minutes and 42 seconds to go in the fourth quarter. It was 33-28 Bama. And with 2:18 to go in the game, it was 41-34 Bama. Like, what a turn of events there at the end of that game.
And who is Ryan Williams? And that is a loaded question this morning.
He is 17.
17 years old. This Michael Jackson pirouette move on the sideline, just slowly spinning like he's Nancy Kerrigan out there. I mean, this guy is making it look beautiful and graceful. Who the hell is Ryan Williams with the performance that he put up for the Crimson Tide? The Georgia quarterback was getting run out of the state in the first half of this game.
Then he caught a heater. He caught a heater in the second half, and Carson Beck, you know, finished with a really nice night. I mean, he did. He finished with a really nice night, and even at the end, I mean, they started to march down the field.
And then you have, I already know the answer to this. I'm going to ask Bobby anyway. Who are you feeling more wrong about, Jaden Daniels or Milroe?
That's a good question. Probably.
Oh, I thought it was going to be easily Jaden Daniels.
No, because I mean, Daniels. Like I said, Daniels is doing everything that he's supposed to right now, but I haven't seen him like consistently have to challenge it. He's still the kind of quarterback I always thought it was. Milroe's doing stuff at least that I haven't seen him do consistently.
Milroe has a Matt Pittman Wednesday is going to be unbearable. Meet Church Wednesday. Milroe has a cannon. He's the best athlete on the field. He just looks so unrefined. Like, I still don't trust him to drop back 25 times and win an NFL game for me. That's, you know, I'm projecting him in my mind right now as like a fourth round pick. Like, I would have him, but the tools, like, he's the freakiest athlete out there on the field. And he was just unleashing and unloading. He's reminding me a little bit of Anthony Richardson, but he's unloading and unleashing some passes with that arm strength. But it just doesn't look prototypical.
I think I probably feel more wrong about Milroe, because Milroe's at least throwing stuff in the middle of the field that I never thought he'd be able to hit.
I didn't see Josh Allen as a sophomore at Wyoming. I don't think anybody did. Yeah. In fact, I don't even think he was there as a sophomore. I think he was still in JUCO.
Josh Allen may be a better comparison. I like it better because it's black and white.
Black and white. I was going to say Joe Milton.
You get extra points for a different skin color comparison.
But, he's a big guy. I mean, he's a big bruising cannon of an arm guy. And you're right. Refined, I think, is a good term. I don't think he's very refined yet. I think it's a much better situation for him to be with Kalen DeBoer than Nick Saban, if that makes sense, if you can wrap your head around that. Because DeBoer did do good things with Penix. You know, Penix, you know, he was a guy who couldn't put it together at Indiana. He was a good player. He had a lot of talent, just couldn't put it together. Goes to Washington with DeBoer, and all of a sudden, he's a top 10 pick. And, you know, Milroe under Saban, and to be fair, Jalen Hurts under Saban, a lot of guys, they didn't necessarily hit their potential. And now, because that's not who Saban's, not a quarterback guy.
Georgia is 45-3 since 2021, with all three losses coming to Alabama. And I've never felt better about my decision to go this weekend to Nashville to see Alabama play Vanderbilt versus the Longhorns.
This is going
to
be big. And now you see the number one team in the nation.
Well, it could be a big beatdown.
It's going to be a big beatdown. There's no doubt about that one.
But I want to see the fanfare. Yeah. I want to see the Alabama. I mean, I can watch Texas anytime.
Yeah. Now,
and Texas may be a closer game. I don't know. We'll get to them in a second. But now I'm going to see the number one team in the country.
Yep. And they did leapfrog Texas. So it was Texas 1, Georgia, Ohio State, Bama, Tennessee, Ole Miss. And now it's Bama 1, Texas, Ohio State, Tennessee, Georgia, dropping from 2 to 5.
All right, Bob, you have the floor. What's your problem with it?
Okay, so the results of this game, the results of Texas's game against Mississippi State, anything they've done, the AP is telling you, or at least 40 AP voters are telling you, that it wasn't going to matter. Whoever won Georgia and Alabama, it was just defaulting. They were going to let them leapfrog Texas. And the hardest case to make is Alabama. Like that's a harder case than Georgia to make. If Georgia wins that game, there were already people that were still voting Georgia number one. Some people thought, oh, was Texas really ready to leapfrog them? So if you win against Alabama, I understand that pushing you over the top a little bit. Alabama is a team that has trailed in three straight games. Like, they've trailed at some point in their last three games. They struggled to put away USF at home. Like, South Florida was in that game. It was a one possession game. They had the ball in the fourth quarter, and it was
14-13.
And Texas has not trailed all year. There's not a single moment where Texas has trailed this year. Texas has been up beating down every single team. They've done exactly what they're supposed to do. They are doubling up. Their yards gained is doubling up their yards allowed this year. They are a monster. They are the best offensive line in the country. They are penalized at a lower rate than Alabama. They turn the ball over at a lower rate per play, or turnovers per play, than Alabama does. Like, there's no argument here to me that Alabama should be above them. It is the sexy, like, historic Bama deference that they love, but there's nothing that says Bama has been better than Texas.
Can't blame it on the SEC bias now, Bob.
Yeah, that's true. You can't. I don't have a problem with it because Texas did not.
What would Texas have had to beat Mississippi State by to retain one? It was 35-13.
Right, which is uninspiring.
That's still a pretty nice beatdown. What the spread was, but 35-13 is...
It's a good beatdown. Now, Mississippi State's probably the worst team in the conference, or second worst. And it was, 14-6 at half?
It was 21-6 after three. It was 14-6 at half.
Yeah, and now, granted, Texas needs to get, and I don't believe they're getting
with this, a backup quarterback.
Right. They're not getting a backup quarterback bump. Now,
What about a backup running back bump or like any of the other injuries they've sustained throughout the year and like been still beating? Like I said, I put in my...
There's sports betting and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken care of. It took forever. And the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
Shop Blinds.com for up to 50% off site-wide and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Prepping my last night, if they beat Mississippi State, if they beat the one that I forgot to put you on, if they beat Mississippi State 100-0, Texas still doesn't hold first place, I don't think.
And you know what? I don't have a problem with that. Because first of all, the rankings don't matter. They don't matter because this is all going to work itself out because Texas or Georgia or Alabama or somebody is going to be in the SEC championship game against them or whatever, they'll work itself out.
But if you're one and you don't do anything to lose it, you should stay one. If they won 100-0 and they dropped, I'd have a problem with that.
Right. I don't disagree with you, but when you're the number two team in the nation or the number four team in the nation, you beat the number two team. Like Texas doesn't have that win. They don't have that win on the schedule. The Michigan win does not look as good.
But
as
Texas also doesn't have a struggle at home against South Florida.
They don't. I'm not disagreeing with it. I don't have a problem with it either way. If they kept Texas one, it wouldn't have bothered me. If they dropped them, it wouldn't have bothered me.
To say number one doesn't matter. Like number one doesn't matter to Alabama and number one doesn't matter to Georgia because they've been number one for like the last decade. It matters to a program like Texas that had not been number one since the 08 season. And that matters to other schools that are trying to show like, we're competitive, we're a legitimate program. Like in this NIL competitive era, like those sort of margins, those sort of sustained success of being number one in the country, that does carry weight in recruiting classes.
And this is what Arch did.
Panning to take the snap on third down and a long nine. Has the snap, pressure coming, he hits the first. Deep downfield, there for the catch. 10-5, touchdown Texas, DeAndre Moore.
How are we feeling about Arch now? You're watching him, you're trying to match it with the hype. What are you seeing? Try to separate it from the last name. Arch Manning.
I think Arch was fine. I mean, Arch was pretty good in this game. I mean, he was efficient.
26-31, 324, two touchdowns, showing off the wheels again.
Who's complaining about that? Third game? And you know, obviously it was SEC competition. It wasn't UTSA.
Can you complain 14-6 at half?
Sure. Yeah, you can. I mean, look, Oklahoma found this out this weekend. Texas found this out. I mean, the SEC is a tough conference, and you're going to have tough Mississippi State. Every team in this conference is going to have five NFL players on it at some point, which you don't get at every other conference.
Yeah, I mean, this was a much better performance in terms of he looked more impressive to me than he has the previous 2 weeks. His biggest issue right now is he does not, and this will come with experience, he does not have a sense of the pressure. Like, whenever there's a pass rush coming, like, from his blind side, he has no clue it's coming. And he gets some, when he gets hit, there have been a couple times where it's been violent because he just has no clue anybody's behind him. There's a little bit of that. There's occasionally the accuracy is not always on point, but that's progressively gotten better over the course of these 3 weeks, that he's getting more accurate. He threw a beautiful ball to Jonte Cook in the second quarter, I think, that Cook just flat dropped it. That should have been a touchdown. That should have been up 21-6. And I mean, I guess that's where the AP was like, well, if you would have caught that, then maybe we would have voted you first. But my God, you couldn't catch a pass. Did you see what Bama did? Like, they're so awesome. They're so freaking great.
It is the college football kegger here on 105.3 The Fan. So they're off this week, Texas is off.
Uh-oh, might fall to fifth.
And then they have the big one at the State Fair of Texas. It's still the Red River Shootout, in my opinion. And Oklahoma does get the road victory.
There's the snap. Back to pass. Looks right. Darts one across the middle. Intercepted. Kip Lewis has it. Far sideline 50.
He's
down
going.
The sideline's 40. He's to the 30. Kip Lewis down the sideline being chased to the 5. He reaches. Touchdown. Touchdown. Kip Lewis pick 6. Kip Lewis pick 6. And the Sooners lead it at Auburn.
I think that's Sooners Radio with the call. This was a game where Oklahoma was down starting the fourth quarter. They were down 14-10 entering the fourth quarter. They get basically back-to-back touchdowns there, one in the pick six. And they beat Auburn on the road 27-21, setting up the showdown at the State Fair of Texas, Robert.
Yeah, and I mean, look, Oklahoma's not on Texas's level this year, so that's going to be a game that I feel really confident with Texas winning. But if it wasn't for the Georgia-Alabama game, which, for all my complaining, yes, it was a fantastic game. It is a classic. Like, if ESPN Classic was still the prominent channel it once was, that's one that I would tune into if I saw it was up on TV in 8 years.
Does it even exist?
I don't think it does. But if it was on there, I'd be like, yeah, I'm going to tune in that one. If it was not for that game, like, this would be up there as one of the more entertaining games of the week. This was fun football game. Oklahoma comes through with a big win. Tough for them that they're going to have to lose that momentum here in a couple weeks at the State Fair. But, yeah.
It's going to be Oklahoma, if they have any chance of winning this game, they're going to have to muddy it up. They're going to play defense. And now their quarterback, Hawkins, I mean, he can run. He can throw and he can run. I mean, he's a dual threat player. But that was almost a terrible loss because Auburn stinks. Auburn is not very good.
College football kegger part one here on a football Monday with Sean, RJ, and Bobby. We got Peyton running things live on the Fan Cam, Twitch, and YouTube. Is that a burnt orange shirt that I see back there, Pepe?
Yes, it is.
Ooh, look at him.
He just chooses left or right. Yep. Left or right.
Who won this weekend? Who won?
All my teams won this weekend.
Old Drake back there.
Old Drake. All right. We have a State Fair ticket giveaway coming up for you next during the Commercial Free Expressway. We're going to do it today and every single day this week. And maybe Peyton's greatest contribution to the show, besides when he's out, post-Hut clarity wasn't as bad against the New York Giants as we all really thought. And should Mike McCarthy and Mike Zimmer be getting a pass with Micah and Tank out? Commercial-free expressway on the home of the boys after this.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their 6 pools on 3 different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about this?
I feel like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken
care of. It took forever. And the worst part? Hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
Shop Blinds.com for up to 50% off site-wide and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.